This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the Live Feed, we take you to the 2018 Midwest Music Fest for Apollo Cobra. The band hails from Minneapolis, and their synth-driven dance rock sound really gets the crowd on their feet and moving. We talk to the band about their sound, their history, and the future. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Apollo Cobra on tonight's Live Feed.
For you, Winona. We saved that one for you guys.
I'm here with Apollo Cobra tonight, and you guys want to go around and introduce yourselves and what you play?
Yeah, I'm Dylan. I play the keyboards.
I'm Jesse. I play drums.
I'm Aaron. I play bass and sing.
My name is Max. I play saxophone.
Awesome. All right. Good to meet you guys. First of all, I'm curious, where does the name Apollo Cobra come from? How'd you come up with that?
That was actually a bicycle that I owned. It was my old commuter bike. It's a weird Canadian brand bicycle. I don't know. When we were trying to come up with a name for the band, and I was out on a bike ride just like running through band names in my head, and I like looked down at the bike, and I'm like, Apollo Cobra, that's a great name for a band. that was what it was.
I think that's the first nice. Legit answer from any interviews.
Yeah, we usually like come up with lies. I mean,
real.
That's the real answer. Really, yeah.
Stories are good too. Speaking of which, do you guys have any cool stories from the road? Anything fun or interesting?
I think we were in Iowa and like we ended up at an after bar at There was like I think it was a gay bar. People were dancing on the countertops, and we were eating barbecue from some hobo that like pulled his grill out in the rain. And I mean, it's not that crazy of a story, but it was just like after a show and we were walking around and we found it was it ended up being a really fun night with an unexpected scenario. I don't know. It's hard to think of crazy.
I know a good one. One night we played in Cleveland at this bar and we set up. the owner's like, all right. And we played for about an hour and there was a total of zero people that came. And on our set break, the bar owner came up and gave us $40 and was like, all right, fellas, you can tear it down. So we get out to the van. Van doesn't start. Stuck there. We end up having to. What did we get it towed?
It was, yeah.
And then Aaron threw his back out at the same time, and he couldn't like walk. He was like practically crying on the floor. And it was a rough night, but
we made up for it. Day.
Yeah, we got stuck
in a town.
Well, those are some pretty crazy stories. That's good stuff. Good stuff. How did you guys all meet? How did the band start?
Aaron and I were in a band like 20 years ago. And I've known Jesse since he was probably 13 years old. So we're kind of old friends. Cool. We've been playing together for forever, a long time.
Okay. Nice, nice.
I had known of these guys' band forever. And Dylan and I knew each other prior to that. But I was in a different band, and they were in a different band, and then at one point their band broke up, and they called me. So these guys were kind of always together, and then I got the call.
Okay, okay.
When was that, roughly?
2008.
Sounds about right.
2007. Yeah.
Midwest Music Fest, who's having a good time tonight? Woo! We cruise around every venue tonight. We're having a blast already. Thank you for joining us out here. We know it's a longer walk, but let's boogie, huh? Way down here. Introduce a good buddy of ours, Maxophone on the saxophone, right there, folks.
this moment. I'm staring out across the motherland. It's coming up as fast as he can. They're gonna love him in the motherland.
How about your writing process? How do these songs come together? Does one person kind of write and bring it to the band, or do you do it more together, or how's that work?
Yeah, usually somebody will come up with an idea, bring it to the band, and run it through a few times, and somebody will say, that sucks, or that's great, and add something else. Aaron will write some lyrics, Jesse will come up with a beat, and then we go with it.
All right, cool. Kind of organically then, kind of just grows. And
yeah.
Okay, cool. How about your, I know you got some stuff out on Spotify, a couple albums there. Do you have anything new in the works?
Yeah, we got a couple. We've been recording stuff right now at Dylan's studio. We've got almost a full album of stuff in the can that's like not quite finished yet. But we're hoping to get it out this summer, this year at least, for sure this year. We've been picky with it, so you know, it's kind of, but yeah, we got a bunch of new songs. We're busting out a brand new song tonight we haven't played yet, that we've recorded but not played live yet, and a couple other ones that are fresher too, so, and those are ones that we've recorded.
We got a really exciting situation because Dylan just opened his studio, and what's the official name of that?
Essential Sessions.
Yeah. Essential Sessions, look it up, give them business.
All right, great, great. So you produce it yourselves then?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Dylan's the producer?
Yep.
All right, great, great. How's that work? How's your recording process? Do you guys like play it live together or do you just track things?
It depends on the song, but yeah, usually we'll practice it a bunch, you know, and work it out and then lay down, going live, lay it down as a three-piece and then start, you know, editing or adding stuff or overdubbing or whatever the heck we want.
Are you guys on a tour right now or do you have plans for a tour in the near future or anything like that?
Well, we just stopped in from Europe, but no, just kidding. We're not on tour. we just probably play around the tri-state area. We play gigs maybe once or twice a month. And, okay. But we're open to some big money tours if anybody out there wants to hire us for that.
Sweet. Big money, huh? All right, cool. This is kind of a fun question, I guess. Sometimes it's difficult, but if you were stranded on a deserted island and could only listen to one artist, you could listen to their whole catalog, but just one artist, who would it be?
I say Ween for variety.
Ween, cool.
I'm gonna be there forever.
Right.
I'm gonna go with Frank Zappa because there's so many damn albums, and they got there's classical albums all the way to. I mean, I could listen to that stuff forever. So
that's a good choice.
So much to digest, you know.
Right. Right.
I'd probably say Michael Jackson, maybe. Ooh. You know, you can always listen to some Michael Jackson. This makes you feel good.
Your island
sounds
fun.
Right. I'd probably do like Herbie Hancock. He's the best. I don't know. It's a tough question.
Yeah, it is a tough one, I know. Someone asked me that at work, and I couldn't answer it.
Can I say my non-band?
Yeah.
Mine would be David Bowie. David Bowie.
Good choice. Good choice. Nice to meet you, Olivia.
Thank you.
How about other influences? What influences your work? Other music or other influences? What is it?
Yeah, we're big jazz heads. We love jazz. We love techno music. We love house music. You know, both kinds of techno. We like country music.
We like both kinds of music.
Country. I mean, we listen to everything, you know.
Candles.
I mean, we'll do covers of the weirdest, like, 70s disco tracks or weird smooth jazz things. We'll bust out and whatever. We're influenced
by
it
mostly. For me, it's probably, like, jazz is first, and then electronic music, and then funk. And then a lot of other stuff come after that, but those are my top order.
Cool.
I agree.
Sounds good.
I mean, I'm like a music omnivore. I like everything. So, like, I don't know. I feel like I don't have, like, try to have, like, direct influences on my songwriting. Like, I feel like it's pretty organic, but it's just kind of a absorption of all the pop,
of everything.
All of the pop radio I listened to my entire childhood, like combined with all of the weird that I like now. You know.
Right. Speaking of which, you guys got a cool kind of synth, kind of dance sound. Was that planned out, or did that just kind of happen because of what you've listened to in the past? And
it was kind of just all Dylan's synthesizer obsession, like, yeah. After our last band kind of started to peter out, he was just like super getting into synthesizers and making all kinds of sequences, and like we were like, we need kind of maybe should make a band around this, and it kind of had a yeah.
Anything to add?
No, yeah, we'd like the synths, and we were like, well, the only way we can do this is if we write actual songs with synth noises. Otherwise, no one wants to listen to it, you know. But if you have a song with it, then that's what we've been doing ever since.
the techno influence is a big part of it, is like just the drive. And I mean, for a lot of the dancier songs, we're try to mix all those elements, but when we started playing, we wanted to get a party going. We wanted people to dance, so that was one of the most important things. And just all those influences together, along with trying to have a good time with the entire crowd, led to, I guess, what we're doing.
Let's get those drinks up in the air. Happy Midwest Music Fest, y'all.
Hey, Jim, can I get some more of those synths? Can we pump those up a little bit in the front? I can barely hear them. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
I don't get why nobody dances on this dance floor right here. Is this like off limits or something?
Come on.
There, she's in. And now, yeah, come on, now we feel like hitting our heads.
Cause when I
Well, I'm excited to see you guys play. Is there a place online that people can find out about tour dates and your albums, stuff like that?
Yeah, our website.
Apollo Which Cobra. Is?
Apollo Cobra, www.apollocobra.
Cool. All right. And that's.
If you type Apollo Cobra in, you'll find something.
Apollo Cobra into Google.
Just say Apollo Cobra in your phone and something will happen.
Film projector, like, or the overhead projector things come up.
Projector called the Apollo Cobra.
And then what else do you see?
There's a bicycle and an overhead projector.
Overhead projector.
Yeah, it's like a snake shaped overhead projector that's actually the Apollo.
It's called the Apollo Cobra.
Oh, wow. Now, do you guys self-release your albums, right?
Yep.
And it's Rocket Snake?
Yeah, Rocket Snake.
Yeah, okay.
Dylan's record label.
Cool.
It's our only record label. So. Right.
I like that connection, the Rocket Snake and the Apollo Cobra.
Yeah,
really DIY. We like to, keep it all in-house, if you know what I mean.
Right. Cool. Well, sounds good. Like I said, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys playing, and thanks for being on our show tonight.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
What's up? How much? We got time for two more, folks. Thank you. We'll keep going. They might shut us down. I was driving all night when I saw you by the street light. You were making signs, drawing lines, help your neighbors see right. Why don't we try to start? You know it just you know I love you, so I should've known better.
Thank you. Oh, it's so much nicer with everybody upright in the front. This feels good.
It's a blast.
This feels good.
Thank you, Winona. Thank you guys for being here. We'll be right back.
Sarah Policarpo. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Good night. Love you guys.
Thanks again to Apollo Cobra for joining us on tonight's live feed. We would also like to thank all who make the Midwest Music Fest possible. More information on the festival can be found at MidwestMusicFest.org. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to The Live Feed.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.